Gemara, Masechta Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. The statement Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel taught us: the Kol She'ein Yodei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin. Somebody who isn't familiar with the halachas of Gittin V'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Lo Eisik Imohem, should not get involved in those situations. Actually, this was a Gemara that we already had previously in our Masechta on Dav Vav Amud Aleph. In that Gemara, there's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, how to understand the Gemara. Rashi explains, and that seems the way, as we'll see soon, is the Halacha, that Kol She'ein Lo Yodei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin is referring to Rabbonim. And the Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel was teaching Rabbonim that if you aren't familiar with the halachas of Gittin V'Kedushin, don't get involved with those kind of shailos. Tosfos has a different explanation. The Gemara over there speaks about different terminology that may affect a Kedushin. And what the Gemara is telling someone is, you have to be careful what you say when you speak to a woman about Gittin V'Kedushin, because what you may end up having is a situation that she's going to end up being married to you or Shaila, and the way to avoid the Shaila is not to say any of these types of words. The Mefarshim asked the question that the Gemara uses the words Kol She'ein Yodei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Eisik Imohem. And the question that's asked is that Kedushin comes before Gittin. So why does that Kedushin come before Gittin? Why are Gittin mentioned first? So the truth is that the pshat that many Mefarshim suggest is we could ask the question on our Masechta as well. We learned Masechta Gittin before we learn Masechta Kedushin. But don't Kedushin come before Gittin? So the Rambam in his Hagdama in Pirush HaMishnayis to Masechta Kedushin says that the Seder HaShas is following the order of the Pesukim. Because the Pasuk says, the cost of Lost Sefer Krisis, for Nosan Biyada, so first the Torah speaks about the parasha of Get before it speaks about the parasha of Kedushin. The Mashal suggests that the reason why Gittin are mentioned before Kedushin, because some of Farshim I saw explain, because the halachas of Gittin are much more extensive than the halachas of Kedushin. Other Mefarshim I saw explain, because what a get needs to accomplish is much more significant than what Kedushin needs to accomplish. Because what get accomplishes is that a woman who until now was an Eishes Ish will no longer be an Eishes Ish. And we know that a woman who is an Eishes Ish, it's a very serious issue, and we have to be extremely concerned that we should not allow her under any circumstances to be married or have relations with another man. We're playing with a chi of skila if she has relations. We're discussing the children, Rahman Shalom, being mamzerim. And therefore, Gittin is much more significant than Kedushin. And that's why Gittin is mentioned before Kedushin. I actually saw a very interesting story with the previous Biyana Rebbe. There was once a Magid Shir who came to see the Biyana Rebbe. And the Biyana Rebbe asked him, what Masechta are you learning now? So he said, we're learning Masechta Kedushin. So the Rebbe asked him, the question that we're discussing. Why does Masechta Gittin come before Masechta Kedushin? So he answered, so the Rebbe said, I'll tell you why. The Rebbe said, because if someone is getting remarried, the Masechta Kedushin has to be very careful if the get that this woman has who's getting remarried was done properly. That was what the Rebbe told him. That's why V'yotza V'haysa, before V'haysa, before this woman gets remarried, we need to properly examine the get that she's getting married based on, that it was done properly. The next day, this Magid Shir was repeating in the yeshiva where he taught this Dvar Torah that the Vienna Rebbe told him. And one of the Rebbeim, one of the other Rebbeim who was sitting in the room listening as this Magid Shir said over this Dvar Torah, said, it's incredible. They discovered that the exact same moment that the Vienna Rebbe was saying this Dvar Torah, there was a wedding where Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tzal, was being the Masechta Kedushin, and it was a wedding of a woman who, this was her second marriage, she had gotten divorced and was getting remarried, and Rav Moshe asked to see the get before he would do his Masechta Kedushin, and he was somewhat dissatisfied with the get, and he said that he wants to write the get over, make sure that this woman has a really proper get, and then he'll do the Siddur Kedushin. This was happening as the Vienna Rebbe was saying this Dvar Torah. V'yotza V'haysa, if there's going to be a new Kedushin, we have to check that the previous get was done properly. There's a vart from the Ber Maim Chaim in his Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos that says the reason the Gemara mentions Gittin before Kedushin is that the Pasuk says, Sumeira Vasei Toiv, that if a person wants to do what's proper, first he has to distance himself from the bad, and then he can get closer to the Toiv. That's what the Gemara is coming to be Meramis to us, says the Siddur Shabbos. First you have to have the Gittin. First you have to separate yourself from Ra. You have to separate yourself from bad, and then you can come to Gedushin. So this halacha that we just mentioned is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer, Simen Mem Tes, Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Mishe in a Boki B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin. If somebody is not familiar with the halachas Gittin V'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Lo Yeisek Imam, he shouldn't be involved in those shaylos. Lo Hayris Behem, Shvakai Yochel Litois, it's very easy to make a mistake. V'yateh Sa'erva, Techas V'Shalom B'Mateh Sa'erva, and the repercussions could be quite serious. It could cause that there should be more mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. So there's a very big machloikis hapoiskim, how to understand this halacha. The Taz takes somewhat of a lenient approach. The Taz's approach is that what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and the Shulchan Aruch adds a word here. He says, Lohiris. So says the Taz, what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is, someone who isn't really familiar with the halachas of Gittin V'Kedushin shouldn't pask in the Shaila. But for someone to be a Masechta Kedushin, even though he's not that familiar with all the halachas, is permissible. the Pischei Tshuva, however, quotes the Shvus Yaakov, that disagrees, and says that the fact that the Gemara uses this very strong language, lo yehelo esek, means that they can't have any involvement in the subject of Gittin v'Kedushin, meaning even to be a Masada Kedushin, even to be a Masada Kedushin without knowledge of the halachas, you should not undertake such a responsibility. And in fact, the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Knesset Yaakov that says that Dover Zehu Takana Mirabonit Tsarafa Shahoi B'mei Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Takana from the Rabbonim in France from the time of the Rabbeinu Tam. Shigazru V'omru Shlo Yisada Shum Odom Kedushin, that no one should have a right to be Masada Kedushin Ki Im Mishinaf Chalarav Elamarit Tzadik B'Kilosoi, unless he was appointed to be a Rav or dying in his Kehillah. Otherwise, you shouldn't have any, you should not be involved in any way in the Siddur Kedushin, because it could only come to difficult questions. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov that he says it's not coincidental that this halacha of Kav Mishen Baki B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehele Esek Imam is brought here in Siman Mem Tes. He explains, because until here, the Shulchan Aruch has been speaking about all of the Dinei Kedushin. After Siman Nun, the Shulchan Aruch begins to discussing the Chalois of the Kedushin, but not the actual Kedushin. And what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, he says, is that only someone who's totally familiar, only someone who's totally familiar with all of the halachas that we learned and all of these previous 49 simonim could be a Masada Kedushin. If you don't know all of these halachas, you should not be a Masada Kedushin. What will be the halacha, particularly according to the Shvus Yaakov, that says that Kol Shmishen Baki B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Esek Mimon, means that you don't know all of the halachas? What will be the halacha if an individual who isn't that proficient in all of the halachas of Gittin of Kedushin was a Masada Kedushin? What do you do regarding that Kedushin? So, the Divrei Makil takes a strong position. He says, if someone took upon himself to be a Masada Kedushin without being truly familiar with all of the halachas that we're discussing, he probably, that shows a lack of seriousness. And he very possibly did not do the Siddur Kedushin properly, and therefore he says we should do over the Kedushin. Of course, not say over the Bracha, but we should take the Chasen and the Kala in front of two kosher Edim, and he should again do the Kedushin, say Arayat Mekdesh Shli Kedas Moshe Yisrael B'Tabazu, Arayat Mekdesh Shli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe Yisrael. However, there are many Paiskim that disagree. And they say, even without the issue of the Bracha of Atala that we just put to the side, people are going to make the mistake that if they'll see that someone appointed someone to be a Masada Kedushin, he'll end up, and you shouldn't have been a Masada Kedushin. People will think that that Kedushin wasn't valid. We're probably, certainly, Alpidin, it was valid, certainly B'dievid, and they may come to be Matar Chas V'Sholom, a Neshesish. And therefore, even though this Rav should not have taken upon himself to be Masad Kedushin at this wedding, once he did it, and if we don't see anything glaringly problematic with a Siddur Kedushin, we should not do over the Kedushin.